You better go grab your Bible. You don't want to be late for the Warren County Radio Bible School. If you'll get your Bible and turn to the book of Ezra, chapter 8, we'll be looking at some verses there as we complete a Sunday school lesson that was written back in August 27th, 1922, or at least it was written for the Sunday of August 27th, 1922 by E.A. Elam. And we'll learn some valuable lessons from that. You know, those things written of old time were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. And so we're studying these lessons from the Old Testament, and it's going to bring us eventually to the end of the Old Testament at the book of Malachi. And then when we come to the next quarters of lessons in this Sunday school lessons that E.A. Elam wrote, we'll begin studying it from the book of Luke in the New Testament. But that'll be a few lessons away. But now, while you're getting your Bibles and turning to the book of Ezra, let me remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening Bible study at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now let's turn to complete this lesson from the book of Esther. Esther chapter 8, and I'm going to read Elam's notes from verses 24 through 30 and then pick up with the text from there to verse 32. So here's Elam's notes. Ezra began to set things in order from the start. He placed the treasures in the hands of 12 of the chiefs of the priests, for which they became responsible. This too would relieve Ezra of any suspicion, and was like Paul, taking thought for things honorable, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 21, Ezra weighed these to the priests, the silver, the gold, and the vessels. And by the tables of weights given in Oxford Bibles, the reader can estimate the amount of money of this gold and silver and the value of these vessels. These tables approximate the value of the gold and of the silver, and it was quite a sum. The priests were holy, and these vessels were holy, because they were set apart to the service of God. And that's what the word holy means, set apart to the service of God. The silver and the gold were free will offerings to God and should be kept safe for His service. So Ezra charged these priests to keep the money and the vessels. Watch ye and keep them until you weigh them before the chief of the priests and of the Levites and the princes of the fathers' houses of Israel at Jerusalem and the chambers of the house of Jehovah. These chambers were on the sides of the main buildings of the temple, 1 Kings 6 and verse 5, and some of them served as storerooms, Nehemiah 13 and verse 5. Now in Ezra chapter 8, beginning in verse 30. So the priest and the Levites received the weight of the silver and the gold and the vessels to bring them to Jerusalem and to the house of our God. Then we departed from the river Ava on the 12th day of the first month to go into Jerusalem. And the hand of our God was upon us, and He delivered us from the hand of the enemy and from the liar in wait by the way. And we came to Jerusalem and abode there 3 days. Elam's notes. The 12 priests accepted the charge of these treasures. Then we departed from the river Ava on the 12th day of the first month to go to Jerusalem. This month corresponds to the last of March and the 1st of April. The Jews left their homes and began to assemble for this journey on the first day of this month, Ezra 7 and verse 9. The margin of the American Standard says that was the foundation of the going up. But they started on their journey on the 12th day of the month. And the hand of our God was upon us, and he delivered us from the hand of the enemy and the liar in wait by the way. This verse and verse 22 shows the dangers which they encountered, but God led them in safely through all. We cannot fail to be impressed with Ezra's repeated acknowledgement of God's goodness and providence, for God's continual goodness and salvation from dangers, both seen and unseen, and we should continually thank and praise him. The text says, we came to Jerusalem. That is, after a journey of almost 4 months, for they reached there on the first day of the fifth month, and they abode there 3 days, that is, resting before anything further was done. On the fourth day, the silver, gold, and vessels were weighed into the hands of the priest there. Next, burnt offerings were offered to God, and the king's commission was delivered to his rulers in that country. The work of Ezra in causing all who had married among the heathen nations of the land to put away their strange wives and the children born of them is given in Ezra's chapters 9 and 10. Ezra's received the study of the Word of God, deepened the conviction of the people, and led them to repentance and true worship of God. Ezra was a great and good man. And that concludes that lesson for the Sunday School of August 27, 1922. I turn the page in this old copy of Elam's Notes, and I come to the Sunday School lesson prepared. Well, that was August 20th. This is 7 days later, August the 27th. And this lesson is about Nehemiah's prayer. Let me read to you the first 11 verses of Nehemiah. And you'll want to turn and follow with me in your Bible. It's really almost the next page after where we've been reading, just a page or two. The book of Nehemiah comes right after the book of Ezra. And I'll read Nehemiah chapters 1, verses 1 through 11. Here's the reading of God's Word. The words of Nehemiah, the son of Hakaliah. And it came to pass in the months of Tisli, in the 12th year, as I was in Shushan the palace, that Hanani, one of my brethren, came, he and certain men out of Judah. And I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, and that were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. And they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. And it came to pass, when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept and mourned a certain days, and I fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. And I said, I beseech thee, O Jehovah God of heaven, the great and terrible God, that keepeth covenant and loving kindness with them that love him, and keep his commandments, let thine ear now be attentive, and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hearken unto the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee at this time, day and night, for the children of Israel, thy servants. Will I confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee? Yea, I and my father's house has sinned. We have dealt very corruptly against thee, and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the ordinances, which thou hast commanded thy servant Moses. Remember, I beseech thee, the word that thou commandest by thy servant Moses, saying, if ye trespass, I will scatter you abroad among the peoples. But if ye return unto me and keep my commandments and do them, though your outcasts were in the uttermost parts of the heavens, yet will I gather them from thence, and will bring them unto the place that I have chosen to cause my name to dwell there. Now these are thy servants and thy people, whom thou hast redeemed by thy great power and thy strong hand. Lord, I beseech thee, let now thine ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant, and to the prayer of thy servants whom delight to fear thy name, and prosper, I pray thee, thy servant this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man. Now I was cupbearer to the king. What a beautiful prayer of Nehemiah in the opening verses of the book of Nehemiah. The golden text for this lesson is very appropriate. It comes from James chapter 5 and verse 16. The supplication of a righteous man availeth much. There is a devotional reading that goes with this from the 42nd Psalm. And I'm going to try to read verses 1 through 11. That would be the entirety of the psalm. The 42nd Psalm has this inscription: for the chief musician, Maskil of the sons of Korah. Psalm 42 and verse 1. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? These things I remember, and pour out my soul within me, how I went with the throne and led them to the house of God with a voice of joy and praise, a multitude keeping holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore do I remember thee from the land of the Jordan and the Hermons, from the hill of Mizar. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterfalls, and thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet Jehovah will command his loving kindness in the daytime. In the night his song shall be within me, even a prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto God, my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones, mine adversaries reproach me, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the help of my countenance and my God. It's a beautiful psalm that accompanies the beautiful prayer of Nehemiah in Nehemiah chapter 1. In the introduction to this Sunday school lesson, Elam wrote of Nehemiah, saying, the lesson in the book of Nehemiah, which is the latest historical book of the Old Testament, its author was Nehemiah himself. Nehemiah was the son of Hakaliah, and apparently of the tribe of Judah, since his fathers were buried in Jerusalem, and Hananiah, his kinsman, seemed to have been of that tribe. All that we know certainly concerning this eminent man is contained in the book which bears his name. His autobiography first finds him at Shushan, the winter residence of the kings of Persia, in the high office as the cupbearer of King Artaxerxes Longimanus, in the 12th year of the king's reign, that is B.C. 445, certain Jews, one of whom a near kinsman of Nehemiah's, arrived from Judea and gave Nehemiah a deplorable account of the state of Jerusalem and of the residents in Judea. After 3 or 4 months, an opportunity presented itself to obtain the king's consent to his mission. And so we're going to have to stop there. We're running out of time. And we'll begin next class time at this opening of Elam's notes. We're reading the notes on Nehemiah chapter 1. So you want to mark Nehemiah chapter 1 in your Bible and have it ready. when the class returns and you'll hear that school bell, you'll know to come to your radio for Bible study.